kill us.
Yep. Amen.
Oh boy, this is.
Amen. Okay.
They're trying to.
Oh, who's trying to kill this boy? Is AKAP trying to kill us? Oh lord, are we rolling?
Hey, yeah, we are. We actually are rolling. Yeah, isn't that fun?
Oh, that's crazy. It's crazy how that happens. Welcome to the news you can't lose with the Loser Lee's Wrestling Crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Mowat Jaswal. How are you, Mowat?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to talk about the news. Let's do it,
What a great co-anchor. What a great co-anchor. I wish all news stories were just like, I can't wait to get into this juicy news gossip.
I don't know why enough... Let's keep going.
No, say it. You better say it. It's too late.
I'm just saying I wish more news anchors did that. Ready to talk about the news. I think that would be really fun.
I wish there was more menacing hand gestures in news, for sure. Like, to talk about embezzlement, and I just want them to be like, today Enron embezzled a bunch of money. You know, like rubbing their hands together. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. We got to throw money around. I've never had the opportunity to make it rain.
No, I don't have enough money to do that. I need to save my money and treat it like treasure.
I just see you with a big treasure chest filled with cash. We have such news. We have so much freaking news. It's disgusting. This has been such a disgustingly large news week, Mo.
Wow, that's great. Last 2 weeks were garbage days.
A stretch. Yeah. It was a stretch. Well, let's start it off. Moet, AEW has signed Serena Deeb.
Hey. All right.
Yeah, we talked about her when she showed up. She fought Thunder Rosa, mm-hmm. and we were talking about how much we wanted more experienced women on the roster to kind of fill it out and make the other competitors better. And we got Serena Deeb, very skilled, great wrestler. She was in WWE underneath the, Straight Edge Society with CM Punk?
Yeah, that's what she was. Yeah, yep.
And now she's on the roster, but she immediately had to self-quarantine.
Well, a lot of people did, yeah.
But I appreciate it. I appreciate her being there, and I appreciate her self-quarantine rather than being Lance Archer about it.
Ben Carter was the same deal with him, too. He also had, like, a big moment where I don't think he signed yet, but he had a ton of momentum because he was on Dark, and he was on that late-night Dynamite thing, and then he also caught COVID. So he had some really bummed-out tweets about how all of his momentum is kind of drying out again. It happens. It sucks.
Well, I'm glad they're being safe. I'm glad they're being safe. We're moving on with the news. We got more news. I don't know why I wrote this down. I do not know why I wrote this down. Robert Roode is returning soon. He was stuck in Canada. He was stuck in Canada.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck to Robert Roode. Good luck with everything, man.
When I first started writing down the news, I thought it was going to be a stretch like the past 2 weeks. So I'm just like, I don't know. Robert Roode's news, I guess. So.
My favorite. The only thing I think of when I think of Bobby Roode is when he was feuding with Nakamura. Nakamura said he looked like a Shiba Inu. It's a very cute dog, primarily found in Japan, but all over the world, I guess. But yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about. They look like they have a little mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, "I like you, Bobby Roode. You look like a Shiba Inu." And then the crowd popped. It's very funny.
I'm gonna put his face on a Shiba Inu. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be for content.
Has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we got Cody. Cody Rhodes. His trademark application for the American Dream was denied yet again. So apparently he's been trying to trademark the American Dream for some time now. And the issue that keeps coming up is that they feel he doesn't have sufficient evidence of it being used at live events as a wrestler. They don't have enough video evidence to support, or some sort of evidence, any evidence. And Cody feels that he's given them plenty of evidence. There's been decades of evidence where they do that, and apparently that's the issue. Moet,
that's interesting.
Shouldn't be this difficult.
That's kind of interesting because he never took the. Did he ever take the American Dream nickname? I mean, yeah. It's his father's. So
he's trying to buy it from before his father, essentially.
Oh, like you're saying that
he's the representative of his estate, and he's trying to get the trademark so then he could utilize that trademark for whatever Dusty Rhodes or the family type deal.
I see. So you're saying that there is enough evidence of his dad being called the American Dream.
You know, I don't even know. The information they gave was so light. Apparently, he's trying to attain the American Dream trademark.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, I think that's hard because the American Dream has been around a lot longer than Dusty Rhodes. I think that's the issue in my brain. Like, how do you trademark something that's, I'm going to trademark American Pie, you know?
Is American Dream a lineage sort of nickname, like the Nature Boy? Like, is that, did other people past Dusty have that name, that nickname?
No. No, it has not. I don't think so. But I think the issue is it's that it's a common American saying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like kind of like trying to trademark you're fired. Like, it's, how do you trademark something that's so, I guess people do. I have no idea. I don't know anything about trademark law. Hey, Bacon, if you know anything about trademark law, let us know. Sound off in the comments. I just want someone to sound off in the comments. I want Bacon back. I want my Bacon back. We're moving on, Moat. We can't stay on that garbage news forever because we got the gold to get to. All right, Moat, this is big.
All right.
This is big.
Ready for it.
WWE Raw. I'm already disappointed. Retribution. You ever heard about Retribution?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear who the members are?
I heard their names. I know what they're named now.
Their dumb names? Well, these are the first of the wrestlers are Mia Yim, Dominik Dijakovic. I think that's how you say it.
Dijakovic.
Dijakovic. Shane Thorne.
I think that's how you say that. Yeah, it's really funny.
Dio Madden and Mercedes Martinez. And their names, respectively, are Slapjack.
Yeah.
T-Bar.
Woo.
Mace.
Ooh.
Retaliation.
Oh, scary. Don't want Reckoning. That. Don't want to be around Retaliation or Reckoning. You don't need that in your life.
Mo, are these the most disappointing names that you could have for a new group of wrestlers?
No, no. I'll tell you why. Because they're doing such a great job on Twitter right now. I know that feels like a silly thing to say, but they're gonna drown out there if they don't do something to support themselves, because the writers aren't gonna help them. So
it's not helping.
So Slapjack T-Bar and T-Bar are doing great work online. Have you seen those tweets?
They?
It sounds like
I saw a little bit. I heard some of the feedback where he's taught, like, each time a new name comes out, T-Bar explains it, and then he went after CM Punk for calling his Slapjack's face a dinner plate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and so they're leaning into the absurdity, but remaining in character. They're all like mini Banes from Batman, you know, take themselves extremely seriously, but they are also self-aware in how stupid the whole thing is. Like, they were saying something like, I'm going to paraphrase but my favorite one was how, like, he was saying, like, all of WWE, everyone in the back is, you know, in danger of retribution, except for X-Pac. Because he has an outstanding name.
That's actually really good.
From T-Bar.
I saw that. And yeah. I would love for X-Pac to be the de facto manager or mascot of the group.
Oh.
Just have him come out and give a couple of suckets. I just miss it. Miss X-Pac doing that big jumping crotch chop.
Yeah, yeah. And his karate. I love his karate moves. It was really good.
I hated X-Pac when I was younger.
Oh, we all did.
Hated.
We all did.
Why?
Yeah. Because he was stupid and lame and he looked dumb and he was I don't know. It's like, why do we all hate Marco Stunt? Like, it's kind of, you just get him off my TV.
Okay. Be careful.
Touched a nerve.
You touched a nerve. If Marco Stunt is in a league of his own in terms of garbage. We love you, Marco Stunt. Please be well. Well, one more thing. Did you hear how it was met with laughter backstage? Everything that they do, apparently backstage at the tapings, anytime Retribution is doing anything in the ring or having an interview or anything like that, apparently it's met with a lot of laughter in the back.
Oh,
it's because it's so ridiculous. Because
they weren't laugh worthy when they were running around like beating people up and stuff. I thought that was like pretty effective. I mean, the idea was kind of dumb. But
I think of it as a good thing.
Yeah,
because like just like you enjoy their Twitter, you know, I'd rather people laughing at what's going on than just head in their hand, like, what have we done?
Yeah.
You know, they're laughing. So maybe they lean into that Twitter type persona that he's cultivating, where he's like Bane in love with X-Pac. Bane X-Pac. Combine those two into one. Man, what a world. What a world.
I'm excited about it. And so I'm excited to see if they can get their personality out. Kind of like the Dark Order, where they're very cult-like, you know, very serious on TV, but and being the elite, they're like goofy idiots, and like, and they're like slowly kind of morphing together. Like the goofy, silly people are showing up on TV now. So hopefully, I don't know, Retribution would do that.
You actually really turned me on this, because I was so negative about this when I wrote it down, but I'm gonna look into it. I'm gonna look into it. Next up, a sad one, Moet. We got a sad one. Road Warrior Animal of the famous Road Warriors Legion of Doom has passed away. Natural causes. He was 60 years old. How natural, you know? I don't know. That's just my cynical take. But the wedding anniversary was the night before,
no. Which is real sad. Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah, but hey, Mo, let's celebrate him. Do you have any positive Road Warriors or Animal memories?
Them on their motorbikes were great. I love the spiked shoulder pads. I thought were super cool. I thought it's just fun, like watching them get to the ring, watching their entrances. Yeah. Were just incredible. The way
that was the best fans, part of them was them coming to the ring. I have a. You remember when he was on? He was with Heidenreich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was bad. That was real shitty.
Yeah.
But right after that, once I think Heidenreich left, he got a new character, Road Warrior Animal, where he's just a biker.
Oh, yeah.
And he would wear just jeans and a leather vest. And he'd come out and just be this, like just guy at the bar that you wouldn't want to fuck with. And I liked it. I missed that. I think that was a really cool thing. I wasn't expecting to be champion, but I thought that was a real fun character change. And I wish I saw more of that.
Did he have the face paint on, right?
No.
Oh.
No, he took off the face paint. This was after, this is right before he left. There was a period of time where he took off the face paint and he was just a biker. He was Road Warrior Animal and he was a biker that like came out, like he walked out with his bow legs because he's like so many bad knees. Poor guy. Well, rest in power, Road Warrior Animal. You seem like a nice guy. Good for you. Not good for you. Man, we're moving on. Okay, here's something that we don't talk about a lot, Moet. The NWA. NWA World Champion Nick Aldis has said that NWA Power is coming back soon.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about. I think NWA Power was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching it. I think it's a very unique presentation. How are you feeling, Moet?
I heard that they were going to be back weekly from at a certain point. They're just going to come back weekly, indefinitely, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, which would be really great, I think.
Yeah. Are we going to cover them?
We could. Yeah, we totally could. I would. I would do that. Yeah, they.
I'd like to.
Because they were hour-long shows, so super easy to digest, very silly, very fun. Great talent in there. I don't know. I like this new kind of trend in pop culture of, like, looking back. It's not a new trend. We've been doing it for, like, 40 years. But, like, looking back, like, 10, 20 years, you know, to see.
Retro nostalgia.
Yeah. I guess we've been doing that forever. But I've just been paying more attention to it lately, I guess. Like, that one's extremely blatant. Of being like a throwback, but it's fun.
Because the retro nostalgia is actually touching our childhoods now. Yeah. Because before, retro nostalgia was the 70s or, you know, something like that. This is like, we're starting to get retro. It's starting to be late 80s, early 90s. It's just starting to become that, which is very exciting. We're going to be those people that are just reminiscing about the 90s. We're going to be that very soon.
Oh, yeah. We're already there. I think we're already there, Red.
I've been there, man. But we're very excited about that when we hope NWA does well. Here's another one, Moet. Here's another thing. WWE is potentially leaving the Thunderdome soon.
What?
So apparently the Amway Center, their contract, it's a short contract because they weren't going to make it for years because they don't know what's going on. They want to go on tour eventually. So essentially their contract expires October 31st and they may renew it. But there's a lot of talk that they want to start going on tour again to outdoor arenas.
Interesting.
Outdoor arenas. They have a team, apparently, that's studying what outdoor arenas are available, how they could feasibly do this. And there's word, like, they're not going to know up until the end of October. Wow. Like, if they decide they're just going to stop using it and start going on tour, or they'll just renew their contract for another couple months with Amway Center. And I don't think Amway Center is going to be mad about it because they're not doing anything else.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you like the Thunderdome? Do you think this has been the Thunderdome has been pretty interesting, honestly.
God, did you see the Fiend's entrances in the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Those are a work of art. I think that's what I think of when I think of the Thunderdome. I think of that entrance, and I think It's so worth it for that. Everything else is dystopian nightmare, in my opinion, with all the video screens of seeing all the fans and stuff. But they
and the fake crowd noise.
Yeah. Oh God, the fake crowd noise is so annoying that it's from the video game, and just like you. Why? You don't need that. Don't put that in there.
It's so jarring because like when you're hearing an interview or hearing a back and forth, like you showed me the Roman Reigns Jey Uso. Deal, which was very fun. We should all check it out. That was a really great promo, really amazing. But like when he's talking, the crowd noise is consistent throughout him talking until he ends a sentence, and it's just like, oh, like it's so homogenous, it's so inorganic.
Yeah,
it's very it's very telling and very distracting. I get lost occasionally, but then like immediately something happens and just like, where's the real crowd noise?
Yeah. 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 I've heard AEW does it as well at times, which is every now and then you can, I don't know how often, but every now and then it's a little bit more blatant. I think WWE is extremely blatant. Like you can't not hear it. And I think that like there's no disguising it. It feels like it's just there, which is frustrating. But it's better than not having anything at all. It's better. Like Impact's empty screenings where you just hear Josh Matthews are miserable.
They are miserable. They are absolutely. I saw one. I saw the Heath Slater coming in, and I am excited for Heath Slater. Bless them and bless everyone at that company. But it's just it's hard to watch.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's like the beginning of COVID with WWE. It was like impossible almost. But well, moving on. We got another one here, Moet. I don't know where I read. I read this on my usual wrestling site. So apparently there's this company or organization called Variety Intelligence Platform. And they wrote an article about WWE and how they are expecting a huge dip in stock and value to the company. And they list four different reasons, Moet. TV ratings decline. So apparently since 2015, they've lost 2 million viewers. 2 million viewers average per show. Decline in kids' audience. The kids' audience has grown out of the show because they think they're growing, they're getting older. And unlike the Attitude Era where it grew into them, you know, they had the kiddie stuff in the early 90s and the end 90s, they had the teenage stuff. That's not happening. So you're losing all that kid audience that was already built in. Backlash about the independent contractor status. Now, Andrew Yang, and they talk about this, Andrew Yang has been raging a war, and it's been consistent. Have you been hearing some of the things he's been saying?
Yeah.
Like consistently? Like, it's great.
Saying that
like,
bring him into the actors, the SAG union, which would be really, it's a Screen Actors Guild, yeah.
Love it. And it's funny that he's really picked WWE, which I like. He's really going on the attack about that. And what else is there? Ooh. Money owed to Saudi Arabia from Saudi Arabia. That's number four. So essentially, there's still a lot of money that Saudi Arabia has not paid for this 10-year contract. Stockholders, everyone's real nervous about it. They're expecting a sharp decline in the value of the company.
Weird. I've been like pretty into stocks for a while. I don't know that much about them, but I'm pretty sure like. I know profits matter most or like more than anything, and then future growth, right? So like the Saudi thing is the thing that's the most concerning, hearing that off just for the first time.
Yeah.
But they've made like record profits in the first coronavirus started up because they've cut down on touring and everything. So I'd be surprised if they drop significantly. That's interesting.
They're saying the combination of these four things. Like, because like if they plan on going on tour again, they're going to face it's an uphill battle for any touring company, I guess. Like imagine doing rock shows in the next year, even when things starting to lighten up, people aren't going to be going as much. You know, people are still going to be nervous. They're not going to be making that money back. So if they do plan on going on the road, they're not going to be making as much money as they were before COVID.
Oh, for sure. But that's what I mean. I'm also like equally surprised that they would go on the road right now when their profits are so good. And not even talking about coronavirus and how there's like pretty constant outbreaks within the company, it feels like. So,
yeah. I think I think there's some misinterpretation about what the decline in ratings mean. I think they're thinking like, oh, we're declining in ratings. People are hungry for the live shows. They need us back. Otherwise, they're not going to watch the TV show anymore. Mm-hmm. And I get that. That's a very old school wrestling thing, because they feel that the bread and butter is made at the live shows and that TV is a commercial for live shows. But I feel like that's no longer the case, Mohit. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think so, Red. There you go.
Fuck yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't even realize, but that's the end of my news.
Wait, really?
I thought I had more news than this.
Oh, wow, we sped through that. That was
surprising. Actually, this is a long news you can't lose.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
This is a solid news you can't lose.
Friends,
you've heard the news you can't lose. If you want to hear more news, you should follow us on Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube, and follow us Loser Leaves Wrestling on Instagram, Loser Leaves Pod on Twitter, and make sure to review us. If I have to say this one more goddamn time.
Back up. Hey, calm down, Red. You're gonna... That was not the time. That was not the time.
Please review us like any good friend would. Any good friend.
Okay.
Look at you, Clayton. Bro. Look at you. I don't know. He actually is the only one of you. We love you, Clayton. I thank you all so much for watching us. Please come back and tune in for more. And, Mohit, you're taking a poop, and what's the first... I don't know. I lost it.
Oh, God.
I ruined it.
Oh, God.
Mohit, your favorite brand of deodorant. Go.
The red one, it's called Bear Glove. Yes!
Thank you all so much for listening to Loser Leaves Wrestling.
Bye. Oh my!